Hello, and welcome to another episode of Dev Radio. My guest today is Manohar Kamath. Manohar, how are you?
Good. How are you, Dave?
I'm doing great. Let's talk about your startup. Tell me about it.
So our startup, the name is called Pursuits, and we are building essentially a product or a service so that we can help the people in career transitions, whether it be students or people in their mid-careers or later careers. And we are building technology around this to essentially solve the problem that we saw a while ago. It started as a personal problem for me, because when I was looking for a job, there was no good way for me to organize my job searches. And having been in the technology area for a long time, I thought there must be a better way of doing this rather than just using spreadsheets and notebooks. So I went ahead and started working on this problem to see how I can solve that. And came to a conclusion that technology is probably the best way to do this. And I started with a very small sample of my friends to see if they had similar problems, and kind of expanded from there to see if this problem or the need was bigger than what I thought it was, and hence the start of the startup at that point. Maybe I would say like about 8 months ago when I started dueling with this idea, and maybe like 5 months when I seriously put some time into building the product as well as starting building out the customer base.
So your product is, it's a product that helps people organize job searches?
Yeah, it's more than just that. What we started was that. So for example, when I started my job search as, 2 years ago, I started with this problem of not able to organize my job searches. So the problem that I knew intimately was that. But over the time, it has evolved. So it is more than simply an organizer. So hence, we try to call it CRM for career transitions. It is more than simply an organizer, but it's also a coach. It reminds you of things. It keeps things in, basically, it organizes things for you and coaches you as, you have upcoming events or activities. So it's more than simply an organizer. The best way to think about this is like if you had a spreadsheet that you were using to organize your search, the most you could do is, where do I have my interviews? Who have I sent my, resumes? What job offers I have got? When should I reach out to people? But it does not give you any kind of a proactive coaching in terms of, okay, you have an interview tomorrow. Can I help you with, the interviews? Maybe you have an interview at a specific company. Are there or is there information that will help you better that interview? So what we're trying to do is truly a CRM system or a customer relationship management system for career transitions.
Okay. And is this a is this an online service? Is this a phone app? Or what form does it take for the users?
Yeah, so we are currently in the prototype phase or a beta phase. So what we started was a web application. Just because it was like in a much, the user or like the form factor was better for people to organize their searches. But eventually we will think about using this as a phone app or any other mechanism that makes people's lives easier when they're going through a career transition. Currently it's a web app, but it's a responsive app, so it'll work on mobile phones. But eventually, we also want to make it a native app so that it is more interactive with the user.
Oh, okay. So with an eye to that, you're probably separating out your concerns right now so you can reuse those, that back-end logic.
Absolutely. And, just to let you know that, I have a background in technology or like in architecture, if you will.
I knew that. I used to work with you, Manohar.
I'm sorry to hear that.
I survived.
But, having been in the technology field for a while and having architected certain systems, I was able to use that mentality or the discipline right from the beginning to kind of make it a very modular app so that if tomorrow we need to change our methodology or like the way we are delivering this app to the user, we can do that without actually gutting out the whole application.
Sure. Well, tell me about the technology stack you're using.
We are using Azure. So we are part of the Microsoft BizSpark program, which has been immensely helpful for us. And we started using Azure with the .NET stack. We use ASP.NET, the MVC, C#. SQL Server at the back end, and pretty much all the Azure services that we can avail, scheduled or like a scheduler, I think it's called. But yeah, everything that Azure has to offer. And yeah, we're completely on Microsoft and Microsoft Azure.
Oh, great. I'm glad to hear it's working out well for you. Do you have a, you said you're in a prototype phase right now. You have a product out there that people are testing. Is that right?
Yes. So we actually put this out in beta on June 1st. Still in prototype, we call it a beta only because, like, you know, there are people who are using it, and the product is almost to the level of usage from our user perspective. One other thing I missed earlier that, you know, what we are trying to also do is when users are using this, we are also enabling schools to essentially help their students use this so that they can, you know, proactively monitor their students' progressions. Rather than simply, it's not simply app used by, you know, users, but there's also like a backend where the data gets generated and schools can leverage this data to find out, you know, how their students are doing and how they can help their students.
Well, are we still talking about a job search, like schools helping place students? Or are we talking about students in classrooms and learning?
We're talking about job searches. So whether it be internships, you know, in the beginning of the year or like, you know, any time before they graduate, all the way through, you know, their graduation.
Okay. Can we see the app?
Yes, you may. So Dave, here's a glimpse to our application as it stands right now. It's not fully built out. It's still in beta, which means people are using this, but giving us feedback in terms of what they value the most and how we can improve this. So that we build a product, you know, that helps users rather than just building a product because we think it's useful. So we have this product right now kind of using the Kanban paradigm or like, you know, Trello or such software that they, you know, have this like, you know, a concept of buckets or, you know, the stages of, you know, where things are so that people can like, you know, look at this and, you know, see visually where they are without actually having to drill down. And they can still drill down and say where they are. So I'm just going to give you a quick overview of what this actually does. So if I just tell you that, you know, this is just a simple board where you have all your jobs listed, and they are listed in, you know, whatever that you think is most useful to you. We don't, you know, prescribe or we don't, like, you know, tell you how to do it. We just, you know, start you with a template, and you can change the template anytime you want. And then it's a pretty much a drag and drop, you know, very intuitive interface that you can use without almost like any learning curve. So I'm just going to show you a couple of aspects of this. So this is the main dashboard for the user, where they can see like, you know, where they are with their where they are with the job searches. For example, this person has interested as like about four jobs that this person is interested in. He has sent about five. You know, applications or resumes, and he has about five, you know, jobs in interview stages, and the person is negotiating one. But, you know, as things progress, the person can drag and drop things into other buckets so that it's a simple move, and the person can know, okay, where am I with things? And they can change, you know, things, again, very simply without having to, you know, do a lot of, you know, editing, if you will, so they can do in-place edits. We do have a quick way of getting to your details, although this is being worked on right now. So for example, you know, this gives you the summary. This is all the activities, which currently there's nothing. And one of the things we also thought was like an original job description, which often disappears from job boards once you start applying for a job. But again, like, you know, this is a UI in flux at this point, so it is not the most, the prettiest of the things. But also, like, you know, as you look through, like, you know, adding notes to certain things, you know, you can simply add, you know, quick notes and or quick interviews or reminders for yourself without having to, like, you know, jump a lot of hoops to just edit it. So what our goal initially when we started this was we wanted to make this as simple as a spreadsheet or as intuitive as a spreadsheet because we know that spreadsheets are probably the most intuitive software there's out there. Right now, but we wanted to give them, you know, the simplicity and intuitiveness of a spreadsheet, but also the power of a CRM system. So in doing so, what we have done is kind of given them another feature where they can compare jobs, for example, where, you know, as you're progressing through your, you know, different aspects of your job search, you might want to keep tab of what is that you have talked to these companies and where are you with things. Like, you know, for example, what is the salary for each of these companies? And, you know, this gives you a very spreadsheet kind of interface that you can just come in and, like, you know, add or view things. Yeah, those are the two features that we are, you know, leading the users with, because these are the two features they have always used, you know, whether it's in spreadsheets or notebooks, but this makes it much easier. They can also look at all the activities that are, you know, one of the ways we are trying to make this easier for people is give them a very Facebook kind of interface to add anything, you know, so they can add links, they can add notes, interviews, whatever, and, you know, it'll present you with, you know, very rich user interface.
Very cool. So I know that the UI is still in flux, but you still have a few cool features implemented here, like drag and drop and pop-up dialogues for people to enter data into. Are you using some JavaScript framework to help you with that?
Yes, we are using AngularJS in the, as a front end because we just thought that was a very modular framework for us to work with. Again, you know, having the background in the technology in the past, I've had places where I used to use a lot of JavaScript, so I created my own framework, and this is like maybe more than 10 years ago. And now that Angular, and there's, I'm sure like there's other frameworks that give you a very similar experience, like, you know, I think Backbone or React, but we just chose Angular because that was something that, you know, we thought was easy to learn. We're using Angular heavily on the front end.
Well, very nice. And on the back end, you're using a lot of Azure. This is, I take this as an Azure web app. Is that correct?
Yes, it's an Azure web app. Technically, it's an ASP.NET MVC application, which essentially relies on another application, you know, using the REST API, you know, sending JSON objects back and forth. Because we thought like that would be an easy way for us to like modularize, you know, the services. So basically, it has a services background or service background, and MVC front end. And you know, if we want to go to mobile at some point, we can use the service background or the service backend at any point.
Oh, so the REST API is something that you wrote and also deployed as a an Azure web app as well. Is that correct?
Absolutely. So basically, it's very much like, you know, I don't get the term here, but like, you know, basically removal of responsibilities, or like, you know, just distribution of responsibilities, so that at some point we decided like we want to write a mobile app, but we didn't know if it was going to be a .NET or like a, you know, Windows app or whatever. We could still use the REST API because it's a very, you know, cross platform, you know, independent.
I like it. There's a lot of names for it. I call it separation of concerns is the phrase
that I
use.
I think that's the word I was trying to come.
I'm glad I could help that. You mentioned earlier about the coaching part of it. I'm curious how that's implemented. Is that just a look at keywords and do a Bing or a Google search? Let's call it a Bingle search.
Yeah.
Or are you doing more than that? Is there some machine learning going on in the background?
So there are a couple of things to this. Like, you know, so right now where we are with just the technology, we are very much a rule-based engine. So for example, let's just say that right now a user comes in and starts using this and says, well, I have an interview with a company tomorrow, let's say Microsoft, right? And if that person inputs this, we can do some stuff with the information that user provided. One, obviously, it'll go on the calendar, so we'll remind the person that, you know, there's an interview tomorrow. We'll send reminders until, you know, the person hits snooze or dismisses that. The second thing is, since we know that the person has an interview, could we potentially send this person relevant information to that interview, or like to help with that interview, whether it is just that interview in generic or in general, or with the company in specific? Like, you know, but we have not figured out where that value can be added. So again, let's say that you have an interview with Microsoft. Are there articles that we can either curate or articles that we can get to send to the user that helps this person to ace that interview with Microsoft? But there's other things also, like, you know, for example, one of the common things that we have seen, especially in schools, is if you have an interview, it would be a good idea to send a thank you note after the interview. And, you know, we will send you an email that says, you know, please send a thank you note because you have had an interview yesterday. And by the way, here's the template for, you know, one such thing. So it basically helps. When I say coaching, it's not coaching you on big stuff. You know, we still want, you know, students to go through their career advisors who they have a relationship with. Mm-hmm. But what we want to do is, over time, kind of learn where this value can be added, and that kind of segues into your question on machine learning. Mm-hmm. And we found that, and we did a little research initially to see if machine learning is something that we can build at this point. We definitely can, but it will take us a lot of data to get to where we should be or we want to be. Okay. So yes, so the answer is we are thinking about machine learning, but it might be a while before we can get there.
That is really cool. I'm curious about, you mentioned before that your company is evolving or your strategy is evolving. Tell me about some of the things that you changed after you got started with this idea.
Absolutely. So we use what is called as a lean methodology, which I think I would say a majority of startup companies use. Essentially what it is, you know, instead of like building out a whole bunch of things only to not use them, you essentially go to the market, understand what people need, what customers need, and then build what is required or needed rather than building out the whole thing. So it's a very much a evolutionary process rather than a quick revolutionary process. So, you know, there's multiple things that you could change over time. People use the words like pivot, you know, which is basically saying, I'm looking at this company now a different way. You know, instead of going to this customer segment, we're now looking at another customer segment, or even features. Like, you know, you can change features of the product to say, well, we don't support this anymore, and we will now start supporting something else. Again, all this is based on the learning that we've had from the market or the customers or from the users. So initially when we started, again, as I said, like the problem was a very personal problem, which means I knew that I had this problem. I didn't know that a lot of people kind of had a similar problem. So I had to go to the market and find out that, okay, this is a bigger need, which is good. The biggest question was, how do we make money? Because if you talk about or think about a job seeker who is using the system, whether it's a student or a mid-career or like a later career person, they probably don't want to spend a whole lot of money. So that's one. And the second thing is, they probably will use this for a couple of months or until they found a job. So it's not a very sticky product. So the question was, how do we, you know, monetize this? So we went and thought about, you know, brainstormed this, and we figured that, you know, probably the best way to do this is a higher education, like a school like University of Chicago, which is where we're based right now. And then see if they have a need where we can sell this as a product, and they can then give it to their students to use. And then we quickly found out that, you know, their problem or their need was much bigger than what we could solve at this point. So we took a kind of a shortcut, if you will, or like, you know, we just said, we're not going to address that bigger problem right now because we don't have the capacity, because technically even now it's just like me for the most part and like a few people helping me with this startup. So my capacity is best served with having this, you know, in another segment. The question was, which segment? So we are now exploring a smaller education segment. I call it like an alternative education, which is where like in a code boot camps and such technical colleges come into play, where, you know, they are more focused on getting people, you know, out the door within like in a few months, right? So they have students who start, you know, and 2 months later they have a skill that they can now go to market with. And we found that that was probably a better market. And when we talked to some of these schools, that hypothesis came out to be true, that, you know, they did need a product like this so that they can monitor the students' progressions, and the students needed the product so that they could track their progress through the whole, you know, career life cycle. I would say a plug for a program that I was enrolled in is part of University of Chicago called ICOR. So ICOR is a National Science Foundation funded project or a program.
That's I-C-O-D-E, ICODE?
No, ICOR, as in I-C-O-R-P-S. Like.
Okay, ICOR. Thank you.
ICOR. It's the National Science Foundation program, which essentially helps startups to understand who their customers are. So instead of like, you know, just, you know, hypothesizing who your customers are, it basically gives you a very disciplined way of going about, you know, discovering who your customers are, what their pain points are, what price points do they want to buy your product, I mean, any kind of those parameters, rather than simply broadcasting your net and like, you know, saying, okay, I'll catch any customers that comes my way. So that's been a highly, highly useful exercise for, you know, our startup to kind of understand that we cannot be everything to everyone, but we can be everything to maybe a small segment.
Very nice. So where are you in the process? When do you expect to actually have a full product to market that will be available to the masses?
Yeah, so we started the beta in June. I would say late June. We have a few school or like students from a few schools that are participating. We hope to get a lot of these features, you know, prioritized and, you know, implemented in the product, and hopefully go to market or like, you know, have a first release version in, I would say, early September. But we have been testing this out for a long time with a variety or a diverse set of students, and hopefully by September we'll have at least a usable product for, if not all, at least one customer segment.
Okay, and there'll be people that'll see this and they'll immediately want to go check it out. Where would they go?
So they would go to www.pursuits.co. But right now, the way you would use this is if only you have an invite.
Okay.
So if you want an invitation, you could always email me and let me know which school you're with, or if you'd like to, you know, why you would like to use this product. And you can email me at manohar@pursuits.co.
Excellent. Anything else?
Well, I have a few things to discuss. One is, the learning, right? So as a startup that, I've been in this path for, I would say, at least 15 years, having started in a couple of startups, one during the dot-com bubble, which was probably not the best time to build a company, essentially, and then now with this. So I think over the 15 years, I think the discipline of building a startup has changed tremendously. And I think there's a lot of information out there for anyone who has a vision as well as I would say passion for something to solve a problem to build a startup. So there's a lot of resources out there, people out there, and it's easy. I mean, technology is almost getting to a point where you don't have to factor that in, because it's easy to build a website, it's easy to deploy things, is easy to scale things. So it's almost like a non-factor, So I would say for people that are looking to build a startup, don't focus as much as on technology. It's important, but it's not critical, but focus on solving the problem. And one of the other things that I've learned, just talking to a lot of startups, is, it doesn't matter what technology you use, as long as it's not, hypercritical for that particular usage. I tell people that unless you're looking for a fast, a trading application where even microseconds matter, it does not matter, what technology you use. So in that aspect, I think Microsoft has done a great job in not only providing the infrastructure, for Azure, but also providing platforms PHP or any other non-Microsoft technologies.
Sure.
To be used on Azure. So
Java, Python, Oracle.
One of those things. So it doesn't matter what you use, just solve the problem. And the third thing is if you are interested in knowing more, especially if you're a school trying to improve your outcomes, please send me an email. I'd love to hear from you and see what other problems there are out there that we can solve. So I've given out my email earlier, but it's Manohar, M-A-N-O-H-A-R @pursuits.co.
Manohar, thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Dave, and have a wonderful day.
This has been another episode of Dev Radio. Thank you for watching.